Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, March 18th, 2024. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You're starting on your last 2 weeks.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to seem really strange. It's going to seem strange.
You know, it seems strange, but you know what? After so many years, I'm kind of looking forward to, you know, trying something else. And so even though I, you know, all the listeners we have and going back for so many years this is what bittersweet really feels like and means, bittersweet. So
yeah, it is, and I know people, whether they call or not, are gonna miss the fact that Melody's always been there, and you know, you
still gonna be here, still gonna be here.
Well, I know, but I mean on the radio. talk to them every day, because some people, let's face, some people get used to a routine and they kind of enjoy the the security of somebody being there like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, we're still available. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And you?
Oh, yeah. I'm right here. I've had a great weekend. Hope you did.
I did. But it'll be an adjustment for you, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It will be. I mean, yeah, it will be. I mean, it's going to seem odd. I've been with you, what, 4, 5, 6 years now doing this. And I really enjoyed it. I really have. We've had good times together on the phone. We cover a lot of different topics. I think we maybe blessed some people with some good knowledge. Maybe helped them get the idea to prepare for what's coming.
I hope
that works that way.
For those that have computers, make sure you go to the website, DGScoins.com, DGScoins.com. Let's go ahead and get to the gold and silver prices today. Gold was up $1.50, $2,163. Silver's down a little bit, $25.23, down 14. Platinum was down 2.5%. Whoa, and they smacked palladium. That was down 4.5%. So, they whacked palladium, $1,042. Platinum was down $23. Yeah. So, the Dow was up 75 points. Tech rebounds today. The S&P snapped a three-day losing streak, up 32 points. 5,149. The NASDAQ was up still less than 1%, 130 points. European markets, they were all negative. Asian markets were all positive. Shanghai was up 1%. Nikkei was up over 2.5%. 10-year yield, 4.33. 4.33. Just a week ago, it was looking like it was ready to break 4. But, well, we're back up to 4.33. on the 10-year yield. Crude oil was up another $1.85. Now we're at almost $83. Oil prices climbed 2%, 2.28, 2.25% to a four-month high on lower Iraqi Saudi exports. Natural gas was up almost 3.5% at 1.71. So I think that pretty much nips everything in the bud today. Didn't have much chance to really peek at anything really exciting. You're going to be talking about, Tyson. Car values are plummeting, so now a lot of people are underwater on their car loans. Well, they've been underwater for a long time. It's just that they can't make their payments anymore, and now they're stuck with them.
Yes.
We had the auto insurance costs. I complained about that. I was shocked. Mine doubled. But they're rising at the fastest rate in 47 years. Do you have that today?
No, I didn't get that today. I did not.
New data out this week showed auto insurance costs rose 20% from the prior year in February, matching January's increase as the most since December of 1976. Yeah, mine was up. Mine doubled. Totally doubled. It's like I'm paying for it's just unbelievable. On an annual basis.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. Because you're not buying anything new. Just costs more to keep the old.
On an annual basis, motor vehicle insurance costs rose 17.5% in 2023, the most since a 28% increase in 1976. It's being driven by a rise in accidents, the severity of accidents, geographical factors combining to create a perfect storm and push costs higher. Geographical factors. That's what I find interesting. Define that. Is that catastrophic events like the floods and the fires and the things like that that are destroying vehicles? The numbers of crashes, injuries, and fatalities are up, and inflation has made the cost of repairs more expensive.
That I would say that's a key factor right there.
Yeah, but auto insurance, where inflation is and isn't, 12-month change in the price. Okay, 12 months, auto insurance up 20%. I beg to differ. I think it's higher than that. But everything else, I mean, when you're looking at your rent, your restaurant meals, house rent is 5.8%. Everything else is up about 4.5%.
Add all that together.
Yeah, true.
I mean, everybody got to eat. If you own an auto, you got to pay insurance. I mean, add all this together and see what it comes out to. That's a big chunk of earnings out the window.
Which, they also pointed out that in 2021, at the height of the pandemic, road fatalities increased 10.5% to the highest level since 2005. We had most Americans stay at home. The NHTSA said it was the highest percentage increase it had ever seen. So I'm not quite sure why that would be. Why fatalities are increasing.
I don't know. I don't know that more people on the road than there were before. Possibly. I doubt it, but possibly. I really don't know. I just know that when you add that 20% of car insurance, and I'm like you, thanks more than that because mine went up a bunch a few months ago. You count the increase in electricity bills. If you heat with gas or oil or anything else, count that cost into it. The price of groceries, all the other expenses, everything else going up. Add that together. That's not 4 or 5% altogether. That's 4 or 5% here, 20% here, 10% there. That's more than 4 or 5%, Melody.
It is. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, they would flat out lie to you on the news. Oh, it's only went up 3%. Oh my, that makes you want to slap somebody.
Not Marsha. Not Marsha.
No. She slapped back. I won't
she
do
slapped
that.
Back. But yeah, so again, yeah, you're right. So insurance is just, it's one of my pet peeves.
Well,
you have like Geico, who's owned by, you know, Warren Buffett and his company, Berkshire Hathaway, and they still make, what, a $3.5 billion profit?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know?
Yep, yeah. Add that together with everything else. In this first article, we'll share part of it with Michael Snyder, who will be my broadcast tonight, by the way. What a talented individual he is. But anyway, add all that together, Melody. Are you seeing in where you do your local shopping a shortage of products still from time to time?
I don't think the shelves ever went back to the way they were. But of course, I think the way they were over. I mean, well, some I'm degree it was a good thing, but.
Yeah, I'm seeing a shortage of products, you know, that will say their deliveries are not steady now. Put it that way. Go in one day for maybe you want a pack of cheese or something, and they're out of stock, won't be in until Friday, it's supposed to be in Monday, and they're always running late or understocked. I'm seeing that more and more. This first article, though, by Michael Snyder, is a black horse of famine getting ready to ride too. And now this is just a brief part of the article. A perfect storm of factors has created a global food crisis just continues to intensify. While you're enjoying a warm dinner tonight, millions of parents on the other side of the globe will have nothing to give their children. And, folks, that's the truth. Even in Gaza, the world simply is not producing enough food to feed everyone. I'm entirely convinced that things are going to get dramatically worse by the end of this decade. Yesterday, I discussed the Red Horse of War. I believe that we are in the early stages of World War III, and during the years ahead, we will see death and destruction on an unprecedented scale. Needless to say, conflict of that magnitude would greatly disrupt global food production and global supply chains, and as a result, we would experience horrifying famines all over the planet. The scenario that I just described is exactly what we see in the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 6, the Black Horse Famine immediately follows the Red Horse of War. Right now, we are literally teetering on the brink of such disaster. According to the UN's food program, we are dealing with a hunger crisis of unprecedented proportions right now. Conflict, economic shocks, climate change, and soaring prices for food and fertilizer are all combining in a perfect storm to create a hunger crisis of unprecedented proportions. Right now, in some of the hungriest places around the world, there isn't just enough food to feed the population. They're not talking about a perfect storm that is coming someday. They're talking about a perfect storm that is already here. Last year, more than 3 billion people cannot afford to eat a healthy diet. Worldwide, more than 3.1 billion people cannot afford a healthy diet, according to the report. That's 42% of the world's population, and a significant increase over pre-COVID levels. So, knocking on half, folks, the world population couldn't afford to eat what they wanted to eat. Now, why are we hearing about this? Just because our families aren't facing severe hunger yet does not mean that we shouldn't be paying attention. According to an article that was posted by the New York Times, the number of countries that are at risk of famine just continues to grow. The list of countries at risk of famine now includes Afghanistan, Syria, and Mali. Humanitarian observers also worry about that North Korea may be nearing a famine. The same New York Times article pointed out things that are particularly dire in Eastern Africa. About 90 million people are facing severe hunger in Ethiopia, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen. These countries, unfortunately, have their own histories of severe food shortages, But the world's never witnessed all of these countries descending into mass starvation at the same time. I am not the one that used the term mass starvation to describe what is happening in the Eastern Africa. This is New York Times that we're talking about. Even they are admitting that this crisis started to spiral out of control. Here in the United States, there is still enough food to go around, but supplies of food have been getting tighter. According to the Farm Bureau, folks, this is important. The U.S. actually lost more than 140,000 farms during one recent five-year period. That's huge. And the size of the U.S. cattle herd is now the smallest that it's been in 73 years. Yes, folks, it's going to come to America. It's already started. But Melody, I understand that we lost 140,000 farms. That is a lot of unproduced food, is it not?
It certainly is. Well, yeah, but you have the corporate farmers pick up, bring us all that good stuff that they create.
Oh, yeah, mealworms and crickets.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, we have, and I mean, you people in this country as a whole, I take for granted that we always have food on the table. Maybe it wasn't what we always wanted. It wasn't sirloin steak. Maybe it's brown beans and cornbread. But we always had something we could eat and fill our stomachs. That's not the truth in a lot of places around the world, Mel. Do you know that?
Well, I mean, we did have the Depression. And I know, you know, there. Although many of those folks are no longer with us that lived through there, our tastes. And that's what happens when you have a country that basically evolves,
yeah,
and does become more prosperous. We change. We change our eating habits. We bring in more beef. We bring in more of this, even though it's not healthy. It's really against our health. But I mean, we see it happening to China. I mean,
well, yes. Go ahead.
So it, you know, one point in time, China didn't eat the amount of beef that they eat now. So all of that comes off, and all of our, I mean, it's just, and then the corporate farmers have destroyed so many of the small farmers, and changes are coming. Changes are happening.
Already here.
Now.
Already here. Yes.
Today.
My dad lived through the Great Depression. They lived on a farm, and the nation back then was a lot more rural than it is now. Now it's mostly urban, you know, suburb, whatever. The people don't grow their own food anymore like they did back in the 20s and 30s. So they're not as independent as they were back then. So it's not gotten any better for this to happen, for sure. Any more comments on that, Mel?
No, sir.
Melody? Okay. This next story, and I think I have time to get it, Tyson Foods is being boycotted, and they need to be, as it sacks 1,300 staff at Iowa Pork Plant, offers job and lawyer packages, and bid to hire 42,000 asylum seekers in New York. This will make anybody angry. By the way, it's against law to do that, by the way. They cannot do that legally. But, hey, Tyson, pretty good size outfit. Angry shoppers are boycotting Tyson Foods products as the $53 million meat plant firm shutters plants in Iowa and elsewhere while hiring thousands of asylum seekers at job fairs in New York. Campaigners urging consumers to stop buying Tyson products amid this wave of closures of poultry and meat processing plants across Iowa, Virginia, Arkansas, Indiana, and Missouri. They point to Tyson's efforts to hire thousands of asylum seekers in New York, offering $16.50 an hour wages and free immigration lawyers, accusing the firm of ditching U.S.-born workers for cheaper migrant labor. So they're going to hire them lawyers to fight being deported, and they're going to pay them $16.50 an hour. America First Legal, a conservative action group launched by former Trump administration officials, warned Tyson that it could be breaking the law by favoring foreign-born workers over Americans. Tyson seeks to it's illegal under federal law to discriminate against American citizens based on their citizenship in favor of non-citizens of any kind when it comes to employment, the legal action group posted. So they want to do away with the 1,300 American workers, hire illegals, and put them work at cheaper labor and also hire more you so they get a stay. So this is where we're at, folks. This is America today, and the corporations, corporations that run this country. The government doesn't really run the country by itself. Corporations run the government. Comments, Melody?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're heading into a break.
Oh.
That's my comment. Okay. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you. Shine it away. I'm coming for your love. Okay.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Butch?
Yes. In Wisconsin, a vote for Biden or Trump could come down to grocery prices. This is Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I've always liked that name, Sheboygan. I don't know where it come from, but I always thought it was Sheboygan. That's kind of interesting. Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Don Moore stopped by the local Piggy Wiggly to pick up $6 worth of pork steaks last week. I bet she didn't get very many for that price. Immediately remembered just how much she'd grown to hate grocery shopping. Everything is a doggone high, she said, shaking her head at $3.09 bottles of Coca-Cola. Good old Biden. Moore, a 50-year-old home health care aide, mostly shops the clearance aisles. Her $17 hourly paycheck, which inched up 80 cents in the past 2 years, is hardly enough to cover the basics anymore. She says there's no question she'll vote for Donald Trump again. Every trip to the supermarket cements her resolve. When Trump was president, there wasn't inflation, she said. We could afford food. The mood around the sodas past aisle 9 of the Piggly Wiggly is a stark reminder of what matters most to Americans this election year. In poll after poll, voters say inflation and grocery prices are, in particular, is a leading concern. Yeah, I'd say that's true. And now, I don't know what's going to happen with the election, because I'm not a Trumpeteer. I keep saying that. I certainly am not a Biden fan. But, Melody, I'm seeing already, if he is reelected, whether it be good or bad, that's beside the point. The point I'm going to make is we're going to hear 4 more years of Trump bashing. You know that, right? It's already started, actually. You know, but that's last time was the Russian, Russian deal they had going for what, 2 or 3 years?
So I'm still sticking with my prediction. It's going to be neither nor.
Well, we will see. But either way, like I said, we're already hearing Donald Trump chilling and warns of a bloodbath in the U.S. if he is elected president again. That is not what he said, but they took it out of context, of course. And they're going to, and they use it as, well, there'll be a war if he isn't elected. He was talking go ahead.
I did see on CNN where they brought that up, and they actually did play the full clip. But you know what? You and I both know, I'm sorry. Yes, they took it out of context because he was talking about automobiles, the auto
yes.
industry.
Yes.
But you know what? He knows exactly what he was doing. He knew that this would go exactly and be reported exactly the way it is. So, no, I'm sorry. They might have, you know what? I look at these other stations as just being stupid because Trump plays them like a fiddle.
Well, I'm going to say, if they're that dumb, they deserve it.
Yeah. So, you know, so them going after him, he sets it up. He loves it.
And they keep falling for it.
He loves it. He loves the chaos. He is chaotic. He likes I'm sorry. It doesn't make the other side wrong 100%. They're 50% wrong, both of them. He's wrong, they're wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry about it. You're telling the truth. I mean, I thought about that, but I thought surely they can't be that stupid because they've done it for 4 years already. You think they'd catch on after a while, wouldn't you?
It's true. I mean, it's not their hate of him. It's the hate of the conservative Christian movement, even though he's far from that.
I agree.
That is their hate. And they have become, and you know what? We just look at these, well, that's true. These strong, diehard liberal, bleeding heart liberals, they have more hate in their little pinky fingers than they have so much hate. And it shows, but it's just not the hate for Trump. They hate everything that they don't. If you don't go along with their program, they hate you. Period.
That's sad, but true. That's sad, but very true. Very true. You know, and I don't know how to take this here, but is this another ploy, another trick? We'll say Trump can't secure $454 million. A dollar appeal bond, New York fraud case, his lawyers say. Former President Donald Trump has been unable to obtain an appeal bond to secure a $454 million civil judgment against him in New York business fraud case, his attorneys said in the court filing Monday. Lawyers for Trump and his co-defendants said it has been impossible for them to secure a complete appeal bond, which would effectively require cash reserves approaching $1 billion, which neither the former president nor his company has. Now, if he's a billionaire, why can't he come up with $1 billion of collateral? That's just a question. I'm just asking. Trump's team has approached, without success, about 30 surety companies through 4 separate brokers as he seeks an appeal bond. And they have spent countless hours negotiating with one of the largest insurance companies in the world, according to the filing with the Applegate Division of Manhattan Supreme Court. Under New York court's rules, Trump must post an appeal bond if he wants to avoid New York Attorney General Letitia James moving to collect on the fraud judgment in the state's favor. James has said she will seize Trump's property if he's unable to pay the entire judgment or obtain an appeal bond. So if this article is telling the truth, Trump can't get the money. He didn't have the collateral enough to get the money. That's what it's saying. He needs $1 billion in collateral to obtain $454 million appeal bond. So either somebody's lying or somebody's covering something up. I don't know which way it's supposed to go. But that's what it's saying, Melody. I'm not sure how to take that. Are you?
I don't know if he does. He supposedly he didn't have any. He was not in debt. Supposedly his property. So I don't. You know. I guess he wouldn't have the money if he didn't put his property up for collateral. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know when you become involved in all that. But I'll guarantee you, he's probably raising a whole lot of money right now. People sending him money to help him pay his legal fees. He's you know, it's just, you know, and yeah, I don't agree with what New York did.
No.
I don't agree, and I think it was wrong. And yes, they targeted him. They targeted him. But he opens the back door.
Well, I'm not sure what this is going to play out to be, but I thought it was interesting that, like I said, he's supposed to be a billionaire and he couldn't raise the money to do that with. I'm not picking the guy either way, either or. I just kind of thought it was kind of interesting.
Keep
you
talking.
Okay? Yeah, you okay? Okay.
Keep talking. Keep talking.
All right, I can do that. Congratulations to New York, Illinois, Louisiana, and California for losing the most population. Even as the COVID years recede further in the collective rearview mirror, it seems that many New Yorkers are still running back the pandemic play of ditching the city and never sleeps to set up life elsewhere. Last year, New York City, now this is just New York City, not the state folks, just the city alone, lost 78,000 citizens, taking the net population decrease to over 546,000 since April 2020. So 4 years, they lost 546,000 people. New York lost altogether now since the beginning 631,104. California lost 573,000. But the point is they're losing population. States are gaining population like Texas, Florida, Georgia have gained population. But some of these other states, blue states, are losing population by the hundreds of thousands. That does affect the tax bases, I would say, and I can't blame them for leaving. In New York City, they're paying for thousands upon thousands of migrants to live like kings and queens in luxury motels that are being trashed. I said being trashed. While they watch them selling drugs on the street, beating up cops. So I don't blame New Yorkers wanting to leave there. Do you, Melody?
No, not at all.
I mean, I just don't understand. I can't understand why people haven't gotten more upset than what they already have. Because this obviously is a takedown society here, and they're doing a good job on it. They're taking it apart one day at a time, one step at a time. They have been for years. This isn't new, but it doesn't change the fact that it's happening.
Yeah, with the blessing of most of the people in this country.
I agree. Sad. I hate to agree with that, but I have to agree with that. That's true. Because they just don't seem to care enough.
You've certainly been awfully agreeing today.
Well, it's Monday. I'm trying to give you a break.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Let's show you how brazen the illegals are. Migrants, read the word illegals, take selfies after breaching border wall and into Arizona. This is absolutely amazing. While we are sitting there talking about it, they're coming in by the hundreds of thousands every day and leeching off this land, what's left of this country, its finances. Illegals entering the U.S. through breaches in border walls in Arizona continue as more than 320,000 have been encountered so far this fiscal year. That's the ones they encountered. They encountered 320,000. How many got by without that being encountered? I don't know. But 320,000 in the last 3 months. A video shows migrants taking selfies after successfully traveling from Mexico to Arizona. Now, Mel, these people are poor. They can't afford to buy food and clothing. How are they paying for the cell phones?
How do they pay for the $5,000 to get down here? $5,000 plus. Where's that all that money come from?
Those are fair questions, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what to say. More than 10,000 migrants were apprehended in Tucson sector during the past week alone, according to unofficial Border Patrol report posted on social media by Chief Patrol Agent John Molden. In a video published by Fox News, a large group of migrants are seen entering through the breach in the wall. Some of the migrants take selfies and videos, which are subsequently posted on social media to encourage other migrants to make the dangerous trip to the United States from countries all over the world. I said from countries all over the world. So far this fiscal year, Tucson sector apprehended 323,000 migrants just over 5 months. So there you go. They're taking selfies, posting it so they'll know that, so they can tell their friends, whoever else, someone's come in. Come on. Enter free. Get taken care of. Gee, we is. And the people do what? Nothing. They haven't for a long time. Why would they want to start now? Anything else, Melody?
No, sir. One?
Gosh, you're agreeable day, too.
Oh, I know. I know. Hey, gee. It's Monday.
And on with border news. We're so sick of it. Northern border crisis gets worse. We talk about the southern border, and believe me, we should. It's a flood. But the northern border is getting more porous every day. I said getting more porous every day under the same administration who's allowing it on the southern border. At dawn or dusk, Christy Brow used to enjoy alone time walking in the woods on a 21-acre property in Highgate, Vermont, a small rural town near the U.S.-Canadian border. Lately, however, she's cautious. She's worried about potential encounters with illegal immigrants across along the remote logging trail. I don't go out by myself anymore, especially at night, said Mrs. Brow, who runs a dog obedience business from her home. It's unsettling. You can't feel relaxed anymore, she said. You want to be safe in your own house and on your property. It's getting bad. Sometimes you see them on the interstate looking for a ride. Mrs. Brown and her husband are both avid hunters and have deer stands set up on their property. Their game cameras often record illegal immigrants passing through. The illegal immigrants travel alone or in small groups, discarding unwanted belongings as they trudge further south into Vermont, heading for destinations unknown. We find clothes out there. We found shoes and a bicycle. We see Border Patrol out there on snow dogs following footprints. Once a place of peace and solitude, she said the woods behind her house are now a shortcut for illegal immigrants. And it's only gotten worse since President Joe Biden took office, she said. In fiscal year 2023, border officials encountered 189,401 illegals and inadmissible immigrants along the U.S.-Canadian border, including at the ports of entry. Of those, 10,021 were caught crossing illegally between ports of entry. In 2021, the number was 916. Now let that sink in. Now look at the numbers. Almost 190,000 were coming across the border, encountered. That's what they encountered. Over 10,000 were caught crossing illegally. And in 2021, the number is 916. Now, Melody, you know, I live in West Virginia. And you live up in the Maryland area there. We're not that far away from Vermont. I mean, we're quite a distance, but we're not. It's not like we're from Texas up here, if you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're a long way. We're not that far away from that. So I would think that perhaps we may see some of that filtering more and more into our areas very quickly. Any comments?
No, sir.
Wow. I must be doing real good today. Gee. I got time for one more, I think, here. Protesters, I'm going to put this three or four we'll put together and make a comment on them because I think I'm seeing some things come together here that make some pretty good sense. Protesters take the streets in Cuba and lights go out across island. Protesters took the streets of Cuba on Sunday in a rare outburst of social unrest as a fresh wave of blackouts exacerbated tensions on the cash-strapped island. Social media posts showed crowds of people in Santiago de Cuba, the second largest city, chanting power and food as police looked on. Most protests are illegal in the communist-run Caribbean nation. The public displays of anger have become more frequent as electricity shortages, inflation, and hunger ripped the population. But I thought communism was going to save Cuba, Melody. I thought Castro was going to bring them out and work with the common man and make them all happy and successful and prosperous. You mean communism didn't work in Cuba? Wonder why social democracy is not working here too good, Melody.
I don't know. Gee, go figure.
You know, it's kind of strange, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Gee. So I just can't figure out how come it's not doing better here. Surely we wouldn't fall for that snare. Not America. We wouldn't fall for that. Nah. Anyway, get ready to go to break. Melody, go ahead and take us out.
Okay, we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Butch?
Yes, Melby. Now, I just mentioned by Cuba rioting. How far are Cuba from Florida? 90 miles or so, right? Is that about right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the rioting in Cuba, Haiti is going to hell in a handbasket. Gang ravaged Haiti is real-life Mad Max on the brink of complete collapse. Gang violence continued in Haiti over the weekend despite absentee Prime Minister Ariel Henry's finally agreeing to resign last week. The situation on the ground has now been compared to Mad Max. Haiti has been compared to the post-apocalyptic world of Mad Max as gang chaos continues. Gang leaders are still fighting despite absentee Prime Minister Ariel Henry agreeing to resign last week. With Haitians awaiting the formation of the Transitional Governing Council, that is set to take power before elections are held, gangs looted and aid supplies all over the weekend. UNICEF said containers with essential items for material, neonatal, and child survival, including resuscitators and related equipment, were snared by gangs in the capital of Port-au-Prince on Saturday. With food, water, and fuel becoming increasingly scarce for those trapped in gang-controlled areas, the situation on the ground is the worst that anyone has seen in decades, according to Catherine Russell, UNICEF executive director. She told CBS many people there are suffering from serious hunger and malnutrition and were not able to get enough aid to them. It's almost like it seems out of Mad Max, and that's what it seems like. We have to remember, folks, the people that are suffering the most are not the ones causing the problem. They're not. most of these people that are suffering are just people like you and I, just like people feed their family, live at peace, and rear the children and take care of them. Unfortunately, that's not been allowed in a lot of places in the world today. It's only increasing as each day goes by. Mary, that is a part we have to keep our eyes on. It's the ones that are caused the problems are not the ones suffering, are they?
You know, that's a really good point. No, they're not. And they're not the ones who ruled the world. So,
I mean, the gangs, the hoodlums,
you know, the taxpayers, we're just all collateral damage. That's all we are.
I mean, the thugs and the gangs and the elite, I'll say, are getting the goods. They're probably living pretty well. They see it, they take it. But the people that are decent people, moral people, they don't want to kill to something if they don't. They don't want to do this. They just want, like I said, to have a family and take care of them. But in every uprising in my lifetime that I've had a chance to look into, it's a small, just like in Cuba, with Castro when it started, a small group of infiltrators, of we'll say communist infiltrators, went into Cuba. It was once a prosperous island. Haiti, one time, early, was the most prosperous colony in the world. When the French controlled Haiti, they produced more goods than about any nation on certain items, and they were the most prosperous colony in the world at one time. And look what's happened to them. So, and it's always started with a few infiltrators causing an uprising to destroy the infrastructure of that country and to cause discontent among the people to take out decent leadership and install what they wanted. Could that happen to America, you think, Melody?
I think it is, isn't it?
I think it certainly is. It certainly is. And we sit here and talk about it. We know it's happening. But just a sad, sad situation. Now, with this happening in Cuba and Haiti, both of them are very close to Florida. DeSantis did put out, boats, an official in the boat to stop the Haiti from coming in, and they're already doing it. But that's one governor that is actually blocking the border off his coast. I don't know if we can even stop this now. Even if Trump was elected, let's just say he's elected and he builds a wall. Maybe he'll slow it down, but I can't see it being stopped. We're already infiltrated to the point we have at least 10 million of them here. And if they're here to do harm, we're outnumbered already in a lot of ways. So, folks, this is not good. This is not good. These brave Florida officers just stopped a boat full of armed Haitians. Again, armed Haitians. The law enforcement veteran commends the officers and believers that this is an example that President Biden needs to be following when it comes to migrants. With so many states up in arms about trying to figure out what to do about the ongoing border crisis, Governor Ron DeSantis isn't resting on his laurels. The Republican Florida governor spoke on Friday about a brave incident surrounding his state's police officers as they managed to intercept a boat filled with Haitian migrants as well as weapons and drugs. This is part of DeSantis' current plans to deflect incoming migrants using a combination of law enforcement officers and Florida State Guard members. And based on this key example, it's working like a charm. Our Florida Fish and Wildlife officers interdicted a vessel that had 25 illegal immigrants on it, potential illegal immigrants, from Haiti. In their boat, in their vessel, they had firearms, they had drugs, they had night vision gear, and were boating very recklessly, which would potentially endanger other folks, DeSantis noted. So they're over here, they're bringing in drugs, they're armed, night vision. I don't think they're trying to find a job in the U.S. What do you think, Melody?
You don't?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe so. Mm-hmm. If I was voting on this, I'd have to vote against that.
You would?
I would. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg. How long can they do this? I mean, Florida has resources, I'm sure, obviously, to stop some of this. But can they stop them all? I think it's a fair question. You have any comments on that?
No, I don't think everybody. No, I mean, no, I don't think they can stop everybody.
It'd be a wonderful thing if we had that kind of capability. And I mean, maybe could if we had all the other so-called governments, levels of government, including federal government, stepping in and trying to do it and helping. But that's not happening. They're not doing that. I haven't heard a word about the U.S. Navy blocked anybody. Have you?
Nope.
So, and I thought that was what the federal government's role was, to protect the states. That's what I thought it was. But I'm naive. What do I know? Italy warns sending NATO troops to Ukraine could lead to a third world war, accusing Macron of exploiting conflict for political purposes. Sending NATO troops to Ukraine would trigger a third world war, warned Italian Deputy Prime Minister Antonio Tajani, who went on to accuse French President Emmanuel Macron of exploiting the war for personal political purposes. Senior Italian government officials castigated President Macron for his recent spat of militaristic suggestions that NATO soldiers could be deployed to Ukraine and therefore potentially engage with Russia. Deputy Prime Minister Antonio Tajani said that Italy's position is very clear, saying that while Rome plans to continue supporting Kyiv's fight to fight back the Russians, both through financial and military aid, this does not mean Italy is at war with Russia, and therefore there will be no direct intervention by our military, and that conflict is envisaged with tanks, planes, or men. It has never been discussed with NATO, and we don't understand why today we need to invoke such a scenario, which would have a very dangerous consequences, even a third world war, Tajani warned. So Italy said, we're not going to send men. I guess that they're sending tanks and other things and other help, but they're not going to send men over there to fight in the battle. I know what it could lead to. And again, when you have a nation in France, well, I wouldn't say it's a small player in this at all. So a nation of any subsequence in France is threatening to send troops over there, I think that's kind of walking on dangerous ground. What do you think, Melody?
Well, it is, but I mean, if NATO says this is what you're going to do, that's what they're going to do. Don't you think?
NATO, you know, NATO so far is against it.
Yeah, well.
You know, they say they don't want to do it.
But yeah, well.
I did a teaching this past week. I have for the last 2 hours, that's two teachings in our Bible study on what we're talking about, right now. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. It is in the Bible. Yes, it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen this time or not, but it's going to happen. And all the headlines I'm reading to you right now are fulfillment of Bible prophecy, Melody. And I can prove that with the teaching I've done already, the last two segments of our Bible study. Folks, you want to check them out, just go to the website, pastorbush.com, look down under Rumble, and find the teachings for the first Saturday of the month and this past Saturday. Anyway, it's happening. It's happening as we just like God said it would.
I agree, but I also believe China has to be.
China is going to be part
involved.
Of this. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. That's also prophesied, by the way.
Yes,
folks, it's in the book. Now I'll share a couple. This right here. This is not funny, but it is funny. You know what the answer to car theft is in Canada right now, Melody, according to what the cops want you to do?
What's that?
Canadian police advise leaving car keys in front door to deter break-ins and minimize conflict with thieves. Just give them your car. That's their answer. Give them your car. Yeah. I mean, in the face of alarming rise in car thefts, Toronto Police Service Constable Marco Riccardi has offered a controversial tip to residents to leave car keys in front door to avoid violent home invasions. What? During a community meeting, safety meeting at Etobicoke, Constable Riccardi addressed the issue, stating, to prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. Oh, my God. Gosh. In short, don't make it hard for thieves to steal your car. This is what an unarmed society looks like. And that's the truth. Canada basically as a whole is unarmed. I'm not saying they don't have guns, but as a whole, they're not like the United States. This suggestion has come as Toronto grapples with car theft rate that sees a vehicle stolen every 6 minutes, a costly crime spree tracking up $1 billion annually, according to the Canadian Finance and Leasing Association. Toronto has witnessed a 400% surge in home invasions and break-ins for auto thefts, underscoring a troubling trend of increased violence and the use of firearms by criminals targeting vehicles. So, just give me your keys, folks. Why don't leave them in the door, just leave them in the car. Don't lock the car, just leave them in the car. I mean, I'd rather have them get them out of the car than we'll come in the front door. Wouldn't you, Melody?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of, if the keys are in the door, isn't it for sure that it's, at least if it's inside, you know, they don't.
This is, I mean, it almost gives you a headache trying to figure stuff out.
I know.
And one last thing here for our time. But you heard about the John Barnett, the one that was going to blow the whistle on Boeing. You know he committed suicide, right?
What?
Yeah. The Boeing whistleblower, who supposedly killed himself, reportedly told a close family friend not to believe it if it was announced he committed suicide. 62-year-old John Barnett died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, the Charleston County Coroner's Office said in South Carolina said earlier this week. Barnett had previously raised concerns about the company's production issues, having worked for the company for 32 years before leaving in 2017. According to his attorneys, Barnett had exposed very serious safety problems with the Boeing 787 Dreamliner and was retaliated against and subjected to a hostile work environment and was in the middle of a legal deposition against a Boeing. He was in a very good spirits and really looking forward to putting this phase of his life behind him and moving on. We didn't see any indication he would take his own life. No one can believe it. Aren't you scared? Asked Jennifer to Barnett, and he said, no, I ain't scared. If anything happens to me, it's not suicide. Well, guess what? I guess he committed suicide. Isn't that kind of odd how he got suicided?
Yeah, it is.
But again,
that'll keep anybody else from
testifying.
Deciding to be a whistleblower, yeah.
Absolutely. Folks, prepare yourself. Please do. Don't put it off any longer. You're not going to get anything by putting it off. If you can do it at all, I don't care just if you just buy a can of beans. Get what you can while you can. But call Melody at 800-375-4188 and ask her what you can do with what you have. Prepare the best you can. She'll tell you the truth. She'll give you the sound advice. And that's worth a lot of money in itself. Melody, go ahead and take us out.
1-800-375-4188. Give us a call if you have any questions. And if you hear any odd things going on around out there, I always like to share them. And so we'll be back tomorrow. Dave Allen will be here tomorrow. And we'll finish out the next 2 weeks. Maybe next week we'll open the lines and we'll see if there's anybody out there really listening. And but I know you are. So I know with the internet you can listen at all times of the day. Morning, noon, and night. So 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.